It's somehow her nature, she thinks, to pick out this one detail, this errant meme, a British military symbol, repurposed by post-war-style warriors, and recontextualized again, here, via cross-cultural echo. But the writer has it right. The 51 fishtail is the one. She checks her mail, Parkaboy. I hear, O Mistress Muji. This startles her, just having been there. But then she remembers that Parkaboy knows she likes Muji because nothing there ever has a logo. She's told him about the logo problem. Where are you exactly? Near as I can make out, Taki's day job is in Shinjuku. He proposes to meet you in Roppongi, early evening. I've told him you are going to convey Keiko's regards and give him something she's sent specially for him. You are a teacher, though not one of hers, a recent friend, and have been helping her with her English. And, of course, a footage head. Which he knows, as Keiko is a footage head, too. Keiko has implied that your getting the number could, in some unspecified way, help her academically. He knows you don't speak Japanese, but claims to have enough English for an encounter of this sort. Ooh, I say woo because we have been working very hard, Daryl and I, being Keiko. I think we've gotten it across that he really should give you that number if he wants to encourage further interaction with her. I'm assuming you will be up for that, even though they're on biz, but keep that cell on. I'll call you as soon as we have a time and place and email a map that Taki says he's going to email Keiko. She shuts down, closes the laptop, unhooks the phone, and repacks everything. The smoke is getting to her. She looks around. Every man there has obviously been staring, but immediately looks down or away. She takes a last sip of sweet iced tea and swings down off the stool, velcroing the luggage label back across her shoulder, picking up the parko bag and hitting the stairs to the street. Soul delay plays tricks with subjective time, expanding or telescoping it at seeming random. That big beauty brain session in Shibuya, all that making her fanny fabulous and the shopping in parko after it, had seemed to take the full 5 hours it had taken. But the rest, drifting from one personal landmark to the next by cab and on foot, seem now in the Hello Kitty section of Kittyland to have collapsed into a single moment of undifferentiated Japanese stuff. And why, she wonders, gazing blankly at more Hello Kitty regalia than seems possible, do Japanese franchises like Hello Kitty not trigger interior landslide, panic attack, the need to invoke the duck in the face?